When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in. Oh, boy. Chaos, chaos, chaos. I feel like that could be the story that we begin with for the next 6 months as we move closer to November 5th. The Trump trial underway. So all of you know, I have not yet been arrested. If you missed yesterday's show, CNN says that I've committed felonies and should be arrested. Maybe we'll play that audio for you a little bit later in the program, but I want to update you with everything that's going on right now, which is, I would say, remarkably chaotic, even with the Trump standard of chaos that often applies. So let me give you like a rundown of what is transpiring as we speak. Julie Kelly is going to join us at 1:30 Eastern. Right now, the Supreme Court is hearing a case on whether or not half of the charges that Jack Smith brought related to January 6th on Donald Trump can be applied or not to his actions on that day. And this gets into the weeds a little bit, and we will be talking about this in detail with her, but you may have heard us discussing it for some time. Essentially, prosecutors tried to use a corporate statute that was passed as a part of Sarbanes-Oxley that was designed to restrict corporate governance malfeasance, and they are trying to use that to apply it to people who walked into the Capitol on January 6th by saying that they were obstructing an official proceeding. And the court is having to analyze whether or not that has been appropriately applied to the January 6th defendants. An early spoiler alert, this morning, Buck, I was listening and reading about that argument. I don't think this is going to be close. I think it's going to be at least 6-3 that they cannot use these statutes, and it may go all the way out to potentially some of the liberal justices as well, who have evinced a great deal of skepticism also. We'll get Julie Kelly's read. Have you seen this? I mean, I think if they were to go 7-2 or something in that magnitude to strike this down, it would be a huge blow to Jack Smith and all of the Democrats that have tried to use this January 6th statute.
Well, I also think that it goes into a larger framework, a bigger, it's evidence in a bigger trial, if you will, that how many times can they try to use the law against Trump and they have to get slapped down? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look at all the different prosecutors, all the different efforts to destroy Trump that we are finding the system itself is saying is outrageous, meaning they've tried to abuse the system to destroy Trump. And then people have had to step in at the Supreme Court level, for example, and say, guys, what are you doing? That's not constitutional. That's not lawful. And the best example is the 9-0 of what Colorado was trying to do. And then Maine dabbled in for a second of removing Trump from the ballot. to be very clear, the most left-wing justices, I think, in the history of the Supreme Court, okay? And certainly the most, among the most anti-Trump judges you'll find anywhere, went along with the majority, and they said, guys, you can't just say, we think he did a thing that hasn't been proven in court, and we're going to remove him from the ballot, and he can't be president. You can't do that, right? I mean, you're effectively overriding federal elections. Clay, if this happens now, to your point about the Supreme Court argument this morning, if that gets struck down, they will have abused another statute to pile up against not just Trump, but his supporters. Their abuse isn't just a matter of opinion. Their abuse of the law is becoming increasingly a matter of fact over and over again.
And this is also important. They are trying now. This has just happened. The prosecutors have filed a motion to hold Trump in contempt for violating the gag order that was put on place in place for him in the Manhattan criminal trial. Trump has already weighed in this morning, and I listened and I was like, wow, this is what he said outside of the courtroom as he entered this morning. So this is a couple of hours ago, I think, now. Listen.
We have a judge who shouldn't be on this case. He's totally conflicted. But this is a trial that should never happen. It should have been thrown out a long time ago. If you look at Jonathan Turley, Andy McCarthy, all great legal scholars, there's not one that we've been able to find that said this should be a trial. I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House, because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election, and it's not working that way. It's working the opposite way.
Okay, so that is Trump this morning. He also posted on Truth right before he went into the courtroom, Buck. This conflicted, Trump-hating judge won't let me respond to people that are on TV lying and spewing hate all day long. He's running roughshod over my lawyers and legal team. The New York system of, quotation marks, justice is being decimated by critics from all over the world. I want to speak, or at least be able to respond. Election interference, rigged unconstitutional trial, take off the gag order. Now, Buck, here's my question for you. Are they going to put him in jail over this? Because I think that's where this is headed. I think this judge wants Trump in jail for contempt, and I don't think it's crazy to think it's going to happen. I think Trump may want it to happen.
Well, this is there are some parts of this that are legal analysis and parts of this that become very obviously political analysis, and I know they're intertwined as well. I know we get this question all the time, and it's funny because I don't know anybody who has an answer to it. How do you incarcerate somebody who has lifetime 24/7 Secret Service protection?
We started asking this years ago.
We've been looking at this for a long time. Now, there is precedent for taking a person and putting them in, I think they call it administrative segregation, where, you know, for example, if a cop gets put in like state prison, they sometimes will move because, you know, maybe
they need protective custody, basically,
protective
from
custody,
members of the jail.
Yeah. And you could do something like that, but you would have to have Secret Service. Like, I think Trump might, I understand this is crazy. Can I just preface this? I know what we're saying here is crazy, but we're in a crazy time, everyone. I think there's a situation where maybe they would, because if they hold them in contempt, what is it going to be, 48 hours or something, right?
Get him in cuffs and they walk, they perp walk.
Well, that's
him.
What I'm saying.
That's the question.
They want to break the seal. They want to establish, just like, remember, the Bragg trial was the first one to bring an indictment, which I always thought was significant because, yeah, it was flimsy, but they knew that there was no process by which it would likely be overturned or stopped in New York. So they wanted to set the precedent, and all the elements came in. Clay, I think they could put him, I'll put it that way. They think they could end up putting him in an administrative, by the way, if we have somebody from like Bureau of Prisons or, you know, New York State Bureau of Prisons or just in general, let us know if you think there is some precedent. My sense is they would have to shut down like a wing of a holding facility. And then there'd have to be Secret Service there to protect him but he'd have to be inside of a cell for a couple of days. And that's what they would, they can't, I don't think that, I mean, the New York state can't say you no longer have Secret Service protection. They can't do that.
Okay. So that leads to the, which is crazy. There aren't a lot of precedents for this. Okay.
Wait,
so
that leads. There's no precedent.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? There's no precedent.
I mean, there are precedents for famous people being held in contempt of court. Never someone with Secret Service protection that
Never
I'm aware
a of. Former and likely yes. future president of the United States though.
So here is my question for you then as a part of that. Is this Trump as, I've used this analogy because I remember growing up watching it. Do you know Br'er Rabbit at all, Buck? Do you remember the Br'er Rabbit stories?
No. Okay. We should have, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what percentage of people out there will remember this. I'm in Georgia, by the way, which is where I think the Joel Chandler Harris, Br'er Rabbit stories originated. They were later made into cartoons, all this stuff. Br'er Rabbit. And before they decided that Splash Mountain was racist at Disney World, Br'er Rabbit was the star of Splash Mountain, if any of you have been on the Splash Mountain ride at Disney. Okay? Br'er Rabbit would always say, don't throw me in the briar patch. Whatever you do, don't throw me in the briar patch. Is Donald Trump daring Marchand, this judge, as well as the larger Democrat Party apparatus, to put him in jail? Because in the same way that the mugshot was a huge benefit to Trump, is him getting put in jail for contempt of court a huge political win for him? Leave aside the legal for right now.
I do think so, especially on this. Because even people who are casual observers of the news, which is most people, because most people are, you know, we have a hyper-attuned and informed audience.
Correct.
Most of America... As much as I love America, people have other things to do than watch the news. Even if you, or watch much of the news, and they get their news from bad places in a lot of contexts too. I think that that Donald Trump in a cell, the reason being he was held in contempt by a judge, the reason being he's speaking out against a trial that has to do with a business administrative, accounting error. That's
right.
All this is. That is what we're talking about here. I think that any normal person who has not been just steeped in Trump derangement syndrome would say to that, we can't have this in our country. And I think that's why the polls are all showing what they're showing right now, Clay. That's the truth.
Yeah. And this is why, I mean, look, things cut through. I think what you said is a good point. What percentage of people do you think have seen the Trump mugshot photo? What percentage of American voters? 100%? I think it's almost impossible that you would not have seen the Trump mugshot picture, even if you're not paying attention to the news on a day-to-day basis.
You mean, I think if you can name the current vice president, you've seen the mugshot photo. You know what I mean? Like, I think if you have any familiarity with
Trump,
you think
the mugshot photo, then
okay,
can name
maybe.
The vice president. I think
yeah.
it's almost 100% of voters would have seen that photo. My point is, almost 100% of voters... I'm saying voters because, you know, 40% of people are not voting. I think almost 100% of voters will see if Trump is arrested. They may not pay attention to the results of the trial. They may not be following on a day-to-day basis like we are. And to me, I think it's highly likely that it would work to his favor. And I wonder how much political calculus, in the same way we've talked for a long time now, ever since the raid on Mar-a-Lago in, what, August of 22, we have said there's a two-tier story here. The legal and the political, and they're intertwined in a way that we've never seen before. Something can be smart legally and really poor decision politically and vice versa.
And also, I think something to remember about where the Democrats are and the anti-Trump machinery, they thought all along that these trials, that these prosecutions would destroy Donald Trump. They have no choice but to see all of this through. To
right.
withdraw all of it at this point... Or to withdraw the efforts to say, all right, you know, the election's coming up, we're going to defer or delay, would be essentially to admit that they had made some political calculation error. So they have to go all the way with this. And I think that in New York, what you're seeing is if they brought this trial, and I'm going to say, I mean, they did this to Trump's corporation accountant, Alan Weisselberg, who's gone to prison. And they just sent Peter Navarro to prison. He's serving a sentence right now for not testifying to Congress because he's associated with Trump. If they did this to anyone, Clay, it would be an outrage that they're doing it to the person who is leading in the presidential nomination contest right now, according to every single polling company in the United States. It's outrageous beyond words. But they have, what are they going to do? They won't stop. So they're going to see this all the way through. I don't see a way around it. I mean, I think that, and locking Trump up, please, if you worked in prisons and you have some idea of how they could do this, I don't even, you know, what would they do? How would this go? Let us know, because I'd be very curious to hear it. I think the only answer is they would have to have the Secret Service come in, clear a wing, shut down the wing, and it would almost be like, you remember when Pablo Escobar got to build his own prison? Kind of be a little bit like that. Because, like, your guys would be running the thing, and nobody would really be, and I don't know.
Also, Buck, he has to be in court. So I don't even know how they can jail him, because the judge has already said that he has to be present in court, even if it means that he misses his son's graduation, potentially. So if he gets put in court, it further delays the process of the trial. I mean, gets put in jail, it further delays the process of the trial. I don't even know. I this is fascinating. I don't even know how this plays out. But yeah, to your point, 800-282-2882, if you have some theory based on your knowledge of the New York court system, what this would be like or how it would work, I would actually be fascinated to hear.
Yeah, we're gonna dive into this, and I think it's gonna, the thing is, I just want to prepare all of you. It's gonna get crazier. It's gonna get crazier.
Yes.
We have not seen peak crazy yet.
We're just touching the tip of the iceberg right now of the crazy that's coming.
That is correct. Yes. All right. 800-282-2882. And you know, this past year, the dedicated staff of people at Preborn's network of clinics saved, are you ready for this? 58,000 babies. Thanks in large part to your generosity and your dedication to this nonprofit. You know, we talk a lot about the laws here and how do we work with in this state and save as much life as possible. I mean, that's a worthy cause, and the pro-life movement is focused in on that and doing what they can. But you know, there's also what Preborn does, where it's just helping to create that bond between mother and baby in the womb, so that mother, even if she's very troubled by the pregnancy, wasn't expecting it, worried about the finances, she says, I'm going to give my child life. That's what Preborn does. It helps create that incredibly powerful bond between mother and child, and then it is more likely that mom is going to make the choice for life. That's a critical part of the pro-life mission, and Preborn is doing it day in and day out. One woman who visited the Preborn clinics was Katrina. Now, she was thinking that she was tending toward life for her unborn baby, but people around her were pressuring her to get an abortion. But by God's grace, she was led to a Preborn network clinic where she was given a free ultrasound. When she saw that baby on sonogram, she was amazed to see the baby's movements. But then she heard the heartbeat, and that was it. In that moment, she realized there was a miracle growing inside her womb, and Katrina's little baby was born soon thereafter. Every day, Preborn celebrates 200 miracles just like this one. An ultrasound cost is $28. That can be the difference between life and death for a child. All you have to do is dial #250, say the keyword baby, that's #250, say baby, or you can donate online, visit preborn.com/buck, that's preborn.com/BUCK, sponsored by Preborn.
Making sense in an insane world. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code CLAY, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden.
For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone, because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude.
People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Welcome back into Clay and Buck. We're talking about the start of Trump trial number one in New York City. We'll get into it. Plus, Clay ruffling some feathers, talking about the jury pool situation yesterday. I'm just waiting for the video on Truth Social. It's going to be like Trump. Beautiful Clay Travis. They've locked him up. It's horrible, horrible what they're doing to Clay. He just wants good patriots to be on the jury. And all of a sudden now they're saying, Clay, you're having moldy bread, just moldy bread, not the beautiful bologna sandwiches and Mountain Dew that he usually eats.
It's coming.
That's pretty good. I don't think they have Mountain Dew. I don't think they have Crockett coffee in prison. I'm a little bit nervous about it, or jail. But so far, not in handcuffs. $20 doesn't buy you a whole lot these days, but it's all you need for great monthly cell phone service from Pure Talk. Switch your cell phone service from AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile to Pure Talk and get the single best value there is in cell phone service today. $20 a month gets you unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data from Pure Talk. You'll get the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. The average size family will save almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts, no activation fees. When you switch to Pure Talk, you keep your phone number and your same phone if you would like. Their customer service team makes it super easy. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values and who creates American jobs. 100% of their customer service team, all U.S.-based. Dial #250. Say the keywords Clay and Buck and make the switch today. That's #250. Say Clay and Buck. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. All right. In addition to all of the other chaos that is out there, last night, CNN, as part of their featured primetime programming, I haven't even heard this audio. They pulled it on the team. They said that I had committed a felony. I don't know if they wanted me prosecuted or not, but this is legitimately what they were saying on CNN last night. I haven't heard this. I don't think Buck's heard it. Let's all listen, and we'll see whether or not I'm going to be in handcuffs soon.
Do everything you can to get seated on the jury and then refuse to convict as a matter of principle, dooming the case via hung jury. It's the most patriotic thing you could do.
It speaks to the perversion of patriotism that's come from some of those in that wing. The most patriotic thing you can do is to do your duty as a jurist.
First and foremost, he's not the first person to ever argue for jury nullification. That being said, I think it was a poor choice of words, but I think, again, it is illustrating in some ways the frustration that is in many ways across the political spectrum.
Well, look, it's more than a poor choice of words. It also would be a felony to encourage people to lie to get on a jury.
I would agree that, again, you cannot be telling people to willfully go into a courtroom and break the law, even if it benefits you politically.
Okay, hold on a second. At no point, it's crazy we're even talking about this, but we're going to talk
about
it.
This was CNN's main debate. By the way, Buck, this is the first time I think they've talked about me on CNN since my ban for saying the First Amendment and boobs. So in some way, I don't know if the ban is lifted, if they're doing entire segments discussing what I've said, but I'll let you react to it.
No, it's just the whole thing is crazy. This is all First Amendment territory. But beyond that, you didn't say lie. That, you know, no one's saying lie under oath to a judge. It's just,
I certainly didn't say willfully lie either. So they just made it. I mean, they literally read the tweet and then lied about what I said in the tweet.
Right. And also nullification, that's just a fancy way of saying you don't believe that the prosecution is just. And I mean, any juror has the right to say that I don't believe this is a just prosecution. I will not convict. I don't even care what the evidence is. That is why we have trial by jury, because human beings get to make these decisions. They're not robots. They don't just take the instructions from the prosecutor and don't think about things. It's just amazing to me that we had, as I said, OJ, you know, passed away last week, and you have all these people saying, oh, that's what the system deserved. Yeah, the system should have let a wife abusing narcissistic psychopath cut two people's heads off because he was having a bad day. That really taught a lesson to all the racism in the system. It was an unbelievably stupid argument that a lot of people somehow bought into. The argument that an entirely unjust prosecution of a presidential candidate should be met with jurors. By the way, I think all the jurors should find him not guilty. How about that?
Yes. Based on the evidence of the case, which has all been out in the public for years. We're not talking about some case where we're like, okay, let's sit back and see what the evidence reflects. Every detail of the Stormy Daniels allegation has been written about for, when did they do like the sit down interview with Anderson Cooper? Like 2017? I mean, it's been like 7 or 8 years that we've all had the ability, 6 or 7 years, to hear everything that she said.
I mean, fundamentally, what they are presenting is not something that any reasonable person would say should be a thing that can take away a person's freedom. Okay. Having your lawyer say this is like a fee and not a payoff to somebody or whatever is not something that somebody should get. Who is the victim? What is the damage? That is the fundamental question that cannot be answered. The victim is the public's right to know. Well, if the public has a right to know because it's a campaign expense, as I've said all along, then you could use campaign dollars to pay off anybody. I mean, that's crazy. That can't work. There's a reason why the John Edwards prosecution fell apart and why they didn't bring it again, because, you know, you get into this area, we're like, well, what are we really saying here? What are the expectations? And who is harmed in all of this? Also, Clay, Trump is, as we know, worth billions of dollars. We're having this conversation over, what is, 130 grand?
Yes.
I mean, I know for like, you know, I remember when I had $500 in my bank account. I've been working for 10 years. I get it. 130 grand can be a lot of money. It's not a lot of money to Trump, though. And in the kind of world we're talking about here, where you're looking at presidents and people who are operating at the level of influence, the notion of 130 grand, this is couch cushion money. But I would want to ask that CNN panel, so is the America they want to live in one in which people are no longer allowed to opine over what they believe is an unjust prosecution? Well, what is the whole BLM movement about? They're assuming the innocence of people who have been shot by police, in some cases continuing to pretend that they are innocent even after a court has found that, or an investigation, or both, that they are in fact criminals who were shot by police, as in the case of Mike Brown. He was a criminal shot attacking a police officer, committing a crime in the act and committed a crime before that act as well. But they still lie about it. Oh, hands up, don't shoot. Oh, it was all. Did you see what I'm saying? Like, they weigh in on. They wanted Officer Darren Wilson to go to prison. So that's okay? This whole thing is nuts. You can't weigh in on what you think the justice of a prosecution is. You don't live in a free society anymore at all if that is the new rule.
And all of that is true. And I am 100% confident that I didn't break any law. Having said that, we're living in such a banana republic that Alvin Bragg has lost all concepts of traditional justice. I mean, when he's charging a Marine on the subway for trying to protect people, and when he's trying to put Trump in prison over a bookkeeping error that he's elevating after the statute of limitations has expired, by the way, from a misdemeanor to a felony that I don't think legally is tenable. Remember, this, in order to be elevated to a felony, this bookkeeping misdemeanor has to be tied to another crime. They still haven't specified, to my knowledge, which crime they're tying it to. All of this is so crazy, but I don't know that Alvin Bragg and Democrats right now could do something where I would say, I truly can't believe they're doing this. So I think there's a 0% chance that I have legally done anything wrong. They're crazy. Like, I don't know what they might do.
If something crazy happens, just, you've got to request that Trump become your bunkmate. If both of you get sent to the big house, I could see it now. It'd be like, Clay Travis, great American, SEC football, very knowledgeable, wants top bunk. Problem with top bunk. Trump gets top bunk.
Really funny. I think I would do well with Trump as a cell, mate. I think we would probably get along fairly, I think we'd have a lot in common. I could do way worse, right? Can you believe that CNN legitimately last night, Buck, argued that they want me charged with a felony for questioning the legitimacy of the charges that have been brought against Trump and for saying that I hope that there is someone out there that will actually apply the law and their common sense and make a rational decision on this case. But by the way, Buck, they've already had 50 plus jurors say they couldn't be impartial and they're already gone. Who has not already made up their mind on this case, right? Like, how would you live in New York, not know the Stormy Daniels story, not know everything about Trump? If this were an ongoing fact pattern, it's really difficult.
An important point. We have just, unfortunately, there's been an abandoning of a reality here, which is Trump can't get a fair trial in New York. But they bring it in New York because they know the system there is going the who is watching the watchers? Who does he appeal to? What is the higher authority? It's all Democrats. All New York Democrats who are in on the destroy Trump phenomenon. That's why they brought this, right? Because, and you know, they tried this thing in Atlanta too. They want to get it out of the federal system because they know ultimately in the federal system, it can always end up in the Supreme Court. And that's what's happened already a number of times, right? In New York, unless there's some constitutional issue at large, a New York jury being unfair and crappy, New York judges being lunatic Democrats, New York appeals courts hating Trump, that's not really reviewable by the Supreme Court unless there's a specific issue that there, you see what I'm saying?
So it's harder to get state issues into the Supreme Court than it is federal issues into the Supreme Court because you have to have a peg of a federal issue that you make in a state's court. Yes.
And so they get to control the whole ecosystem. The entire New York judicial ecosystem is anti-Trump. They know it. There's not even getting a venue change. It's already baked into the system. Of course Trump can't get a fair trial in New York City, and they don't want him to get a fair trial, which is why they're bringing this case in the first place. None of this is about justice or fairness.
That's why I'm not troubled. I wish we could have the same jury pool in South Florida because it's roughly 50-50. It's a 50-50 America. The jury pool should be 50-50 of Americans if we were actually going to have an honest accounting of this entire case as opposed to a rigged left-wing jury pool.
I mean, I just think that if there's one Trump voter on that jury, I can't imagine that Trump voter would see this and say, yeah, I think that he committed this crime that isn't even really a crime, right? So that's, I think that they're going to have a difficult, the only thing that I could see is they try to just bully, and maybe it's a couple of Trump voters, I don't know. They try to bully that one person into going along with this, but I don't think you can, we talked about being held in contempt. What if he gets found guilty? I think there's a distinct possibility that he does get found guilty because people are on the jury, just do what they're told and they hate him. And then what happens? You know, I mean, so We have some people, by the way, weighing in on the actual prison situation. We should get those
calls.
Okay,
we'll take some of those calls when we come back. 800-282-2882. We appreciate all of you hanging out with us. I want to tell you, back before you had thousands of pictures on your smartphone, you probably had hundreds of loose photos. Maybe they were Polaroids. Maybe they were individual photos at home in your photo albums. Over the course of time, guess what's going to happen with those photos? They're going to degrade. And that's why you want to digitize them with the help of Legacy Box. You want to do it for a couple of reasons. One, make sure those photos will last forever, not just for you, but for future generations. Second reason is you can share and post them way more easily once they're digitized. Legacy Box can do this for as low as 7 cents a photo, which means as much as 75% less than other companies might charge. Digitizing all your photos might feel like a big project, but Legacy Box makes it easy. Just go online to legacybox.com/clay to get started. That's legacybox.com/clay, where you can find the best deals.
Keep up with Clay and Buck's campaign coverage with 24, a Sunday highlight reel from the week. Find it on the free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome back into Clay and Buck. Rocking a Crockett Coffee t-shirt. Clay, yours are arriving at the house today, by the way. CrockettCoffee.com, everybody. Go get yourself some. Clay, enjoy it while you can, because I'm sure the coffee in the big house, not as delicious, not as pro-America, pro-freedom as CrocketCoffee.com.
Would you think you could get me some Crockett coffee in the big house for Trump and I to share in the cell? Like, do you think, because I think the inmates, I'm going to need to develop some goodwill with the inmates so they don't beat me up. I'm guessing the average inmate is probably bigger, stronger, and tougher than me. Just tossing it out there. I don't think people look at me and they're like, I don't want to mess with that guy in the food line. So I need something to ingratiate myself. Yeah.
Some people use cigarettes. You'll use Crockett Coffee. There
That's
we go.
Right.
We'll figure it out.
CrocketCoffee.com. Over $100,000 in coffee sold for true Americans. It's going to be really popular in Rikers, Island. We got a bunch of people, by the way.
We got a bunch of calls about this.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's take, Leon in Fayetteville, North Carolina, retired corrections sergeant. What's going on, Leon?
Hey, how you doing, sir? How you all?
Good, sir. Great.
Look, they have protective wings. Some prisons for police officers, judges, and those types that would be a target for the inmate population. But he would have to go on protective custody. But I couldn't see it because he could be touched. You have an inmate that has to clean up. He could have chemicals in the mop bucket that he could mop it. They won't think nothing of it. Next thing you know, he's setting it afire.
Oh wow!
And you got Trump is locked in a cell. How are they gonna protect him? You got inmates bringing the food. And
that's great. It's all great points, Leon. How do you think I would do in prison if they try to put me in prison? Do you think I'd be well liked there? Do you think the guards would like me? How would you assess my chances?
Because of your politics, I think you'd be Bubba would think a lot of.
Oh boy!
They got so many shanks on the yard. I don't see how they're going to protect the president if he goes in there.
I mean, it's crazy. This feels. Thanks for the
thank
call.
Thank you,
by
Leon, for calling in for give us the corrections.
Buck, this feels like a stupid sitcom idea. It's like the president has to go to prison and the Secret Service goes with him. Like, what's going to happen?
Well, you know when they put Madoff in prison, apparently it was now that was a federal prison.
Yeah.
There's differences between. I mean, there's differences, but I'm saying in the. I don't know. I'm not a. I'm
there
not
are
a,
better places to go to serve time than worse, right? And he was not in like a.
Rikers Island would be very, very low on the list of places you would want to go. Rikers Island is a hellhole. I have a lot of cop friends, the NYPD, are like, you don't want to spend any time in Rikers Island. But when Madoff got sent to federal prison, there were stories about how a lot of the inmates were just like respected him. Because his con was so big.
Yeah.
And they thought it was like, they're like, he was, and they also wanted to know how he did it. So he apparently made friends in, a lot of friends in federal prison. You never know who's going to get, you know.
The law degree would probably help me because I could be a jailhouse lawyer legitimately. Steve.
You'd be Andy Dufresne in
I would be Andy Dufresne. Steve in Pensacola Beach. You were helping to handle Manuel Noriega?
Well, I was in FCI Miami with Lord Conrad Black. I'm sure you guys know who.
Oh yeah,
he was.
They put him in there for nonsense. I forgot about Conrad.
We
that was travesty.
We were cellmates together, and so Noriega had his own cell built across the pill line. And so what would happen is that for high profile people, and I was a former county commissioner that was charged with the same thing that Hunter Biden was. But I went to prison for a year, no questions asked, but they have, you know, in the federal prison, prison's prison, and Clay, you would do all right. Buck, you'd be in a little tougher shape.
Why do you think I'd do better in prison than Buck? What do you think the prison inmates would like me more?
Well, you know, that ginger thing is a tough thing to cross, and
wow.
I love you, but I mean, but you know, what kills me is, policies towards prison reform and criminal justice reform is lost on everything. He is the only one that stepped up to really try to reform the criminal justice system.
Steve, are you aware of the fact that Clay only has cats? Before we throw Ginger under the bus. I don't know how that does in the prison yard.
I got outvoted. I didn't want the cats.
I don't know if you heard that. I didn't hear that. Steve just said that changes things a bit.
Steve, my three kids and my wife, they all argued during COVID that they needed cats, and I didn't have the stones to overrule them. Now, if the inmates need to hear the story.
The flute squad may come after you more for being part of the feline society. So, you know, there's that. Steve in Pensacola, thank you, sir. Wow, he served with... Do you remember the Conrad Black situation? They went after him, if I remember, I'm going from memory. I don't get everything right, unfortunately. I think it was honest services fraud for running, which later on the Supreme Court basically... I think maybe they took it down for his case, too, or they took a look at it as well. I mean, he got done dirty because he was a conservative media mogul out of Canada, and they just wanted to take him out, and they did, and it was horrible. Oh, I mean, if you look at the Conrad Black case,
Is he still in prison?
No, he served a few years, but super wealthy, super smart guy, great writer himself, actually, and they locked him up for... Scalia ended up saying, if you can lock somebody up under the statute, you can lock up a politician for getting a good table at a restaurant.
How long did Martha Stewart get? Do you think I'd do better in prison than Martha?
No, she's very well organized.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Justin Richmond, host of the Broken Record Podcast. Join me along with co-host Leah Rose as we sit down with the artists you love to get unparalleled creative insight. You'll hear revealing interviews with some of the most legendary figures in music, like Paul Simon, Usher, Pete Townsend, Damon Albarn of the Gorillaz, and Missy Elliott. And you'll hear from up-and-comers, like jazz artist Leve, who told me about her fast rise to fame during the pandemic. Listen to Broken Record on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.